on no toes, but I have no problem stepping on toes.
So wait.
I don't want to ruffle feathers.
That's I know every sign in here, I know very well.
Let me ask you a question.
Very well.
Let me ask you a question.
A lot of Leos are around me. All right,
hold on, hold on, hold on. A lot
of Virgos around me.
They're going to peep me out the whole time.
I know how cold her ass can get. Y'all some cold motherfuckers, man. Y'all Scorpio, I tell y'all what. I'm, the coldest shit that ever happened to me. I said, so damn, they got one up on me.
But us Kansas be lovely.
All right, so let me ask you some questions. Let me ask you some questions.
We number one.
Hold up, let me ask you some questions. All right, let me ask you some questions real quick. Is chivalry dead?
Yes, especially up north. Y'all bitches look lost when I hold the door for y'all.
Chivalry not dead.
Is chivalry dead?
Nah, it look lost because y'all be waiting for me to say, excuse me, can I get a moment of your time? And I don't want a moment of your time. I just want the person.
Oh my God! Please don't know. I hope.
I got whispering like the.
I think she asked, "What is chivalry?" I think she asked.
Don't do that to my girl.
What is chivalry?
Chivalry is the shorty that went to PS9.
She wanted to know what is chivalry.
PS9. Stop doing that to my.
Is chivalry dead? Fob, what you think? Is chivalry dead?
Yes.
I like it. I think it's very rare that a guy does that. You know, when you get one, you...
What is that, please? Explain.
When a guy opens the door for you, or if a guy actually get out the car first and make his way around...
All right, so I think we're equal there.
My mom's is from the south, and she instilled that shit.
I like that.
So it's like a reaction. I like. I can't like, help.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's very rare to find a guy that does that.
And not even that, cause I notice niggas don't be attentive like a motherfucker. I'm attentive like a motherfucker, like.
What
like,
y'all was laughing about?
We about y'all not
knowing.
Sure.
Who not knowing?
Wow. I didn't say you. You felt guilty?
I'm guilty.
What?
See? See? I know my bros. I was like, all right, so I'll be honest. I was like, yo. I think at that point we're even because I think Fod don't know what chivalry was either. I said that to him just now. I was like, yo, I think we even. I think Fod don't know what chivalry was either. He just said he ain't know, so it's cool. So I just said we even.
Hold on, while we're on the subject of chivalry, is chivalry a part of courting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think chivalry is a part of the regular and everything.
It goes people,
everyday things.
Chivalry. I think chivalry transitions from courting into your relationship. Yeah. It's just because it's a regular thing.
People's chivalry is different.
Way wetter.
Like you see, it's three of us. Our chivalry is. I probably always our chivalry is three different ways.
They get real wet from opening the door and pulling out their seats.
What? Niggas are savage these days.
Dirty backing.
Niggas are super. Nah, seriously. That's why.
That's that good guy role though. That's the good guy rule.
No, but then for us, because we grew up on them standards.
It's rare.
These niggas don't care at all.
We got that. We got that.
Chicks at my job be like, oh, damn. Okay. You my friend, but yo, you need to teach, like, yo, you need to teach a class or something on this, like
on treating these hoes?
I'm like, yo, that's like my mom from the South. That's what I, like, I feel like I'm disrespecting if I don't do that. You opening the door and all that, like, that's disrespectful.
Like, a nigga will definitely, like, I've been there to where a nigga will definitely, like, not even hold the door for you. Like, when you walking past, like, up going up to the
hold on. Can I ask something? How y'all feel when a nigga do good deeds for y'all but don't really want nothing in return?
You're a sucker.
I'll be like, yo.
No.
I'd be like,
yo, not never return. I ain't talking about gases.
You're a sucker.
Just doing good deeds. Doing good deeds.
Yeah.
You damn right, sucker.
Ain't nothing coming after that.
No.
But ain't nothing coming after that.
She ain't peeping.
It ain't nothing. Yo.
Statue of Liberty play, dog.
Also,
it ain't nothing coming after that. But her calling her homegirl and telling her how sucker that motherfucker is. That's
why
all. It's recording.
Oh, it's recording.
Nah, ain't nothing come behind that. It's but her homegirl and tell her how much of a sucker that motherfucker is.
No, because No, because that's going to be my sucker.
This is my first and last time.
Exactly. He's your sucker. Hold on. The fuck you mean?
Ain't nobody else going to know he a sucker for me.
You bugging.
Hold on. I didn't even peep it.
You bugging. I've
been told this is my first and last time on the show.
You say he gonna be your only sucker?
I got
he
gonna bed? Be
my own sucker. Like, it don't matter what nobody else is talking about, but if he listening to me.
Yeah, but tell your homegirls, because I want you.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying?
I want you to tell them. That's the whole thing. God. Tell them.
Stop fucking lying.
So they can really appreciate it.
And it's not even you lying. That's that nigga
really
lying.
Appreciate it? Oh,
that's not even you lying.
Because I always know there's a pause in the beginning. And then there's something definitely coming after. I always know that.
Yeah. We
do you like your exact the future, type? Nigga. Like the, as straight aggressive up. As you? Or like somebody laid back chill?
I like a nigga that's laid back.
She want a nigga that's more aggressive than her.
Yeah. No.
As a
no.
Cancer, we don't stop. Want the same nigga that's
no.
like us.
I
we hot, that. You cold.
Yeah.
Stop. Like, you know what I mean?
You want a nigga. You want a nigga that either equals.
I want you to be on my same type of energy.
You want and exact and what did you just say? And what? All right, but what did you just say? But hold up, but hold up, but hold up, but hold up. What did she just say? She just said she want a nigga to match the energy of hers. What's your level? What's your energy?
High. All
right, so wait.
So
wait,
if
a nigga, all right, so but wait
right
a second,
here.
But here's yeah. the, period. But here's the L, if a nigga always meets you on high,
no, it's optional.
No, but you giving niggas logic like they smart. Mm-hmm. A nigga meet her on high, he gonna figure her mind, her mindset,
okay.
and her energy
high.
Is always on high. Mm-hmm.
Until he gets
so,
to know me.
Exactly.
Until
I
he
gets
to know
ahead.
Me.
Yeah.
Until he gets to know me, I'm like, oh, okay, well, she got a low point.
Yeah.
So let's keep it a trill. How many times when they get to know you, they be like, oh, you're fine, you're different.
They don't really know the
listeners at home, the Henny got them standing up.
And they would know.
Gotta
like,
keep them informed.
We go off energy, my nigga. We go off energy. Like, see how you y'all standing right here? If I told you 5 minutes, whatever you feeling, I'm gonna absorb that. That's the cancer in me. I can absorb your feelings. You crying right now, I can feel your pain. Why are you crying?
So you'll be crying too?
You feel me? Not crying, but I feel
like us three, we're
you feel me? I will feel why you crying.
Right.
Yo, like, as a Scorpio, I'm looking at you like, you're gonna
nah,
be crying.
I will feel your pain. Like, we can't help it. Like, damn, son. We gonna take that on. Well, your problem that you taking on, as if it's our problem.
I'm looking at you crying,
you
right?
You feel me?
Oh,
like,
this nigga crying.
Nah.
I'm looking at you like, yo, this nigga crying.
He's crying.
What you crying for?
We
nigga?
Out.
I'm gonna stay strong. I'm gonna stay strong in front of you, but I'm gonna cry. Not by you, not
Scorpio
right.
Scorpio like, yo, this nigga about to go cry in the car.
Nah, they not gonna sense that because
we gonna see it. We gonna see it. Yeah, this is about
you
to go
put
cry
that
car.
Face up.
That's
we can put
why,
that face up.
We gonna see it. We gonna see the. We gonna. It's like that emoji, but they got the smiley face, but the tears be in the background.
You why Scorpio's an asshole.
That's why we assholes. Yeah.
That's why.
You right because we see it
and
we gonna call it and we gonna call it and it's gonna be like, yo, nigga, we see the tears behind the little smiley face, nigga. We see it.
That's Gemini.
We see it.
No. Opportunist like a motherfucker.
Not the two.
They some opportunist like a motherfucker.
Yo, all right. We are. Right. We become Dionne Warwick and the Psychic Friends.
Oh, Jared Prenn on the fanny pack.
Oh yeah, I have to tell people that shit.
Well, that shit was so much care. Like,
You see, I'm good. That's my man.
Oh
he
my god!
He just said it.
That
nigga is good. He's good.
Oh my god!
Now if you was to say that shit,
why
you
like?
You know why you shoot up on that? What the fuck?
I know, but Captain, I was thinking something about the fanny pack.
Yeah,
and
you
were like that, and I was like,
he like, yeah,
but
I'm the fanny pack.
So, I understand why
hold
you said 12
feet. Watch how I fuck up the whole shit. That was my grandmother's fanny.
From Harold?
Yeah.
From Harold?
See how I fucked up the whole
from Harold? No, I'm questioning this one. From Harold?
Yeah.
From Harold? No, nigga.
Yeah, from Harold? Yes, she got this from Harold?
Word.
From the casino. Yeah, I call shenanigans.
Wait, she was
in the Emma. Y'all call shenanigans. I call shenanigans.
Nigga, she was in there all morning for a doctor's appointment, nigga. She was in there, nigga.
Fine.
Yo, I'm gonna hit up on the joke. Get up. Get up. You won. Get up for the joke. Get up. Get up. You won.
You know you're my nigga, boy.
You know
you're nah, because he's not up on the. Yeah, he's not. You belong.
You know what I'm saying?
You belong.
You know
what I'm saying? That's crazy. I'm gonna remember this later, though. Nah, but he can't because that's like I said, I call shenanigans. I said word from Harris Cherokee Casino.
That, yeah, nigga, they got one over those in Queens.
Yeah. But see, the new logo, the more current logo is purple and green. That gold shit don't exist no more.
So that's what you're trying to say.
That's vintage.
A limited edition. Okay, all right. I'm about to say, it's stylish. It's stylish.
No, because he really did take it with care, so I kind of believe him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he was so well the whole time.
But he was like this.
Oh, word. You said I picked it up ever so gently.
Nigga, you said, yes, nigga. You did that shit, said, you said,
I didn't want to make a sound. Oh, the audio shit. It up.
Nigga, goddamn.
The mic
nigga,
is
God,
right there.
Nah, nigga, I knew that shit was. nigga. If I ain't know nothing but a can of paint, nigga, I say, yo, dad, that bag is special, nigga.
It was? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody like, had the that smoke ass, nigga, in it. The charges.
Nigga, beyond that, nigga.
You're damn right.
Yo.
And I was wondering what you was walking around with. I was like, you
I
had
asked
it
him
on.
About that fanny. I said, you got that from
that's
the casino?
Shit.
He wearing that shit like a Supreme fanny, man.
I got two of those, too.
That's
where the Harris shit?
Wait. All right. Hold up. So, let me ask y'all a question.
Yeah, we can keep it going.
Wait. All right. So, wait.
I got accessories in that
should
shit.
Should your spouse?
I keep smoke, lighters, charges. What you need? It's in there. Wallet.
Sherry,
money.
It's not looking funny anymore.
No. Leave it alone. Okay, let me ask this question. I hate y'all.
You do exactly what you do.
All right. Should your spouse know all your friends, male, female?
Wait, what?
Should your spouse know all your friends? No. Whether if you're a girl,
hold
with
on,
a guy,
it depends. If y'all like
oh,
one
guy,
of them extra close, like touchy touchy, then that person might want to know. But if that's just a friend that's off, but y'all really close,
say it again.
I'm talking about if she
yeah,
like
explain
you got
that.
A female friend and she's like, she's just a homie. But she extra touchy touchy with it. You might want
to like damn. She touchy touchy all
the
way. Wait, she touchy touchy all the way down to the
friends?
Thigh.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. You know how
you like. Me, wait, but you gotta understand like, when you explain that for the female, they're not listening to what you're saying. They are watching all your hair. You went all the way down to the thigh. Yo, look at the chicks. Son, y'all wish I could see your faces.
They're like, what the fuck?
Son,
doing that
all right, Jared made an example. All right, Jared made an example of like holding himself like a hug all the way down, like with his hands all the way down to his thigh. The girls is washing his hands.
What the fuck
go
she
all the way
the
down
thigh?
To the thigh all the time.
Like yo,
you gotta be careful.
And like extra, you know how certain people.
No, I understand.
As touchy feely, like certain people
yeah,
is like. They base their style off of energies and certain things. It don't mean nothing sexual, like flirting with you, but they just, that's the way how they
no, because I had a best friend, but he moved away. But our relationship, we were close. We were touchy, but we were like, that was my best friend. And whoever I was in a relationship couldn't understand that. Not even my grandma couldn't understand. Why that boy always around you?
Nah,
you
that's
like
different.
That?
Because we know
saying,
that
like,
trying
like,
to
we were
smash.
Best friends.
We nah, that's different because we know he trying to smash. Maybe not right then
no,
and there.
No, he wasn't trying to smash. He was not interested.
Oh, he get
me.
He's on a pose type of lifestyle.
He was, all the way
back. Oh, he was
but
on
still, we
okay
had
the
relationship. Was like you know, hey girl, my bestie. You know.
That's different.
That's why it's different. That nigga gay.
He one of the letter boys.
That's different. That nigga gay. He wasn't trying to fuck you. He was trying to like emulate you. He was trying to copy your style. He was trying to copy your style. Right. He wasn't trying to fuck. He was trying to like Like,
you wanted to know where you get your.
You wanted to see how you did your arm movements. You wanted to know where you get your
mani pedi done at.
Shut up, y'all.
You your arm movements.
You wanted to see how you, like, moves your shoulder and shit.
No, but back to what he was saying. I mean, should.
Please, like, the gay people that listen to me, don't be so. Don't get mad. I'm sorry.
Shout out to the LGBTQ.
I'm sorry.
No, but for real.
Shout out to
like,
Elemental Peace. No, not with the Elemental Peace.
Should. Your boyfriend slash girlfriend know your best friend who either is a girl or a guy.
I mean, if you're constantly talking to that person,
of course.
I mean, it would look awkward if they didn't know who that was.
But what if it's like
if I'm always hollering at him, you'd be like, "Who the fuck are you talking to?"
But what if it's
that shit?
What if it's like
it's only eventually a time. Like if y'all was up to some funny shit, he was.
Oh, she about to say some shit. Yeah.
What if it's like I have like I'm with a guy, right, and it's like a homegirl that I. Used to hang out with back in the day, but you know, she coming back around, me and her is chilling, hanging out. But he don't know her. But I'm going out to the club with her like every like once a week type shit, and he don't know her like.
See, okay, so he's that's where. All right, so here's an exception where. To all right, the so rule. Here's where. Here's
a nigga where, will hang you for that.
So here's man. Where. All right, so here's where it gets funny, okay? Because club night one is cool because I'm talking about the part that the nigga catch and he get upset about. Club night one, it's cool. Club night three is even cool. Club night three is even cool. Club night five is even cool. But when you start hitting a good amount of numbers, what the fuck are you doing in the club? Especially if you're not a person that's a clubber like that. You're not a partier. You don't really do that. Like before this girl came into the picture.
Like that.
You wasn't active like that. You was chilling. You was hanging out.
But if she's active, like
now the home girl like, that you with, right now she pulling you to go out as a girl with a man. Mm-hmm. This is what he's checking for. Okay. Like I said, now this is the guy being the most extremely accepting. You know what I'm saying? Like he's going like 4 or 5 times and he's not really making an issue. You know what I'm saying? But you get a lot of niggas that. About time number three.
Hold on. Side mission to add on to what you were saying. Does that, if you already met that person, you already know what they was about. Like, right. You just stay at home chilling type, and that person always out clubbing, but you fell in love or y'all fell in like or whatever. Yeah.
What you saying? If that person's Masana was a clubber before.
Yeah, and you still. So you're saying
if me and my girl, so say Bev, me, I was the Bev was the clubber, and I was the home. I just don't happen to go out to the club.
And you already know that she liked the party.
I just don't happen to,
but she won't giving it up.
But wait, I'm saying
she just liked the party.
Well, let me just give an example. Bev's the partier. I'm not. We meet so happen at a club or whatever like that. We become a couple, mm-hmm. But I didn't know she was a full blown clubber like that. You know what I'm saying? But I was the homebody. But you know what? Do you have fun?
Let her continue to do it because that's how you fell in love with that person in the first place.
That's not me chasing her going after the club all the time, but it's just me giving her that I guess release to.
Oh, and that's the cliche. If she really fuck with me, she'll
fall back.
Yeah,
fuck out.
No, exactly. It don't work.
What?
It never works like that.
That's not fair.
It doesn't.
That's not fair.
That was me.
That's not fair.
It doesn't work like that.
It doesn't work like that.
It doesn't work like that.
Maybe I don't want to go to the club.
It doesn't work.
You understand. You got a backbone about civilization.
But again,
how are you going to cut me off from doing what I like and where you met me at and then expect me to be some...
So my statement to you, Fahim, as you're saying that, you know, because we're trying to build, when do you tell her that I don't feel like you constantly going to an environment like that is healthy for us to evolve?
Yeah, I'm about to say it.
When do you say that?
Are you getting
paid? No, I mean, you're saying it like that, but I feel like when do you start to suggest that you going to the club should be more, you decreasing your club going should be in an evolution to us evolving? And how much is it saying to her about her and her thought?
I need to hear your actual purpose of going to the club.
How much?
Because some people really go to the club and listen to music.
I do.
Literally.
I do. Like, yeah. I love it.
Yeah. I learned that from Shorty. Like,
yeah. I do.
You literally go to the club and listen to music.
I just want to listen to music and get a drink. That's serious.
Like,
yeah, sometimes
I thought that was bullshit for years, nigga.
To the party.
That's fact.
I don't come for niggas.
I swear to God, I recently just learned that. I say, damn.
She really has to listen
to
music.
And hold on, time out. To be fair.
All right, so let me ask this question to the females.
Before you start.
Because the guys,
go to the club, they getting free drink. They getting
free drink. I'm about to joke.
Thank you, Josh Stockton. Yeah. I was about to say that a girl's experience in the club and a guy's experience in the club
is
way fucking different. The life of a person in the club is way different.
And look good.
And be nice.
That's it.
Whoa.
Be nice. When he talked to me, I'm like, hey, what's up? How you doing?
Not even all of that. Just smile. That's it. A girl's experience in the club to a guy's experience in the club. It's way
straight up.
When a girl's nasty, she don't get nothing.
First of all, when she's bad,
she get everything.
When he comes out,
she can be bad, nigga. She can be super bad. She can be super bad and nasty.
Nigga, I done went to a club with a shorty. Nigga, I come back from the bathroom and it's 5 hyenas around her. Nigga,
dirty macking.
I'm like, damn, son.
I did when we went out.
Yeah, hello. Did you see me at Don Coquille? You want to buy me a drink? I'm gonna give you a little. I seen it firsthand.
Go to the
bar. Finesse the
one.
Oh, I seen it firsthand.
Hold on, the one drink, one dance finesse.
I seen it.
Hold on. Whoa.
I seen it firsthand.
What's wrong with that?
For DeAsia, I seen it firsthand.
Hold on.
I seen it firsthand.
Are you talking about the?
Why, nigga? She's minding her whole business, dancing by herself, enjoying her time.
They just saw me off the look. Can I buy you a drink? I walk with you to the bar. You're not gonna buy me a drink and
these regular niggas.
Yeah, I'm gonna walk with you. Mm-hmm. We're gonna go get the drink. They seen it.
And these regular niggas and the niggas that get that fast money.
And Jason, was I fried when I left niggas, that club?
You was pretty drunk.
I was fried. Off of free drinks.
I had to help her to the car.
Not one.
I've never heard a situation where dudes be like, yo, I got fried up for free drinks. Not unless it
no,
was like.
No, it don't happen.
No, that's not true.
No, that's different. See? Cruise with the.
I can hold you. In my heyday.
Nigga, what?
In my heyday. Yeah.
What? I'm not talking about a nigga beating up like Stevens in that bitch.
In my heyday, I'm saying to say
hold on, shorty's buying y'all drinks?
Yes, nigga. Are you crazy?
They're different. Relax.
In my heyday.
What?
In my heyday. In my Western Hall days. Shout out to my homeboy Brett.
A lot of niggas are lying. One night niggas.
Jesus saved me. I got morals and shit.
I'm not hitting you on the first night. That's just me. Okay, who you are? I'm not hitting you the first
time. But my head ain't on.
Time out.
I have you on some bullshit issue the first
time. What's that bonding shit y'all just did?
I was just admitting that in my heyday, you know, free drinks was very easy to come by for me as a male. But now,
it's different.
I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm filled.
In the day and age,
you said the
Holy Ghost.
Sanctified on top of that.
Cause it's we ain't in the age where niggas don't say no.
I didn't say nothing.
You feel me? This real shit.
And I was a hoe, and I wasn't saying no.
Niggas don't say no.
It's okay. But I'm saved now. I'm saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen.
I'm good. But in my heyday,
to get a drink,
right.
It was very easy to come by. But I'm saying,
to a 13 player, this nigga might
go. Hold up.
Yeah.
Hold up.
You know what I'm saying? No front like you lay on the
niggas will walk up to you
because,
like, I want you to.
You're like, yo, I
want to.
What?
Whoa,
nigga?
My man.
Yeah. Hold on. Wait.
Jump out the window with that.
Wait.
Hold up.
Let's talk about the freak niggas that be out here throwing, eating the pussy.
Niggas is wild.
Yo,
No.
Let's talk about these.
Pastor Wilson?
Let's talk about these freak niggas, Pastor Wilson ass niggas, that's out here throwing the eat the pussy line, thinking that that's going to straight line them to the pussy. Let's talk about that.
No. You woke up in the club.
I don't get those anymore. I'm taste certified.
You woke up in the club.
You said
nigga
you taste
see
what?
You or whatever.
I didn't say anything about taste. I said I don't get those anymore. I'm saving them certified.
Oh, I thought you said you taste something.
Shut up. It's too late. I don't even know your name anymore.
Nah, it's still early.
What you said, Asia?
I said there are men. I have been last Halloween, there was a guy in the club. And
yo, her laugh was mad crazy.
And the guy was like, he ain't known me for like 2 seconds. Like, he just walked up to me. He was started talking to me, and the next thing I know, he talking about he wanna eat the cooch. I'm like, whoa,
he wanted to eat the cooch.
Whoa,
the
what do you have? No, you must have a disease or something. You must.
Yeah, you can't just jump
you
out
just
the window talking.
You can't do that. That's
so wait.
Oh, excuse me.
So wait. Hold up. Hold up! So you telling me, as a female, you've never had one dude at any moment in time that you was like, yo, I'm gonna suck you in.
In my horniest moment.
Wait, shut up. Because okay. That sounds crazy for
you. Yeah.
You sound crazy for even interjecting right now. No, shut
up. I'm just saying.
No, there's nothing to say. There's nothing word. Like, you're crazy right now. I'm talking to females about sucking dick. In my holiest moment.
Whoa.
What are you doing?
He got to take a walk. Yeah. People, he had to take a walk.
I'm talking about females, and you're like, yeah, my horniest moment.
My horniest moment. I never was like, yo, let me eat your pussy.
No. No. Females, thank you. Jared just made it weird.
No, why you did that?
Jared made it very weird.
I'm not responsible for that.
So I said, so you've never met a dude in any moment in your life that it wasn't just for the fuck's sake of it, but y'all just said, you know what? I want to suck your dick. Or I'll suck his dick.
But I knew the nigga.
Not in the nigga moment. I'm just saying, in that moment.
No.
All right. I feel like that's a real childish-ass statement. Deasia. Come on.
Say, yeah.
Right. All right. Thank you. Because I was about to go there. Now. I was about to go there. Because you talking like you ain't been in the club and fucking bagged the nigga and went home and smashed and you ain't give that nigga no head.
Oh, what, nigga? That's like a fucking... That's going to happen. I bet you better kick it off with that. On the way to the crib, nigga, you top me in the car, nigga. If you come from the club, you going to top me in the car. Like, that's going to happen 9 times out of 10. Word of mother, word
this
is born.
A nasty ass podcast, by the way. Yo, I just want to rate that beat.
A bitch is going to top a nigga at the car because she's at the club. She's like one of this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's going to top me off in the car on the way to the crib.
Wait, she's doing all that in the car?
Not doing that, but I'm saying, like, she's so horny off the liquor and all that. She can't sit in the car and get the crib.
She already
she's
going to
do something. She's gonna do something in the car. Something's gonna pop up in the car.
Shout out to the car.
First though, she knew the vibe.
If not, a nigga like me, nigga,
my hand was up. When you said you got a $50 bill, my hand was up.
So, the niggas jumped all over this question, and this is for the ladies that's talking to themselves.
Yeah, they gotta.
I said, so you've never met a dude in any moment that you just was like, yeah, I'll suck his dick.
In my head, I have.
Instant toppy.
In my head, have I ever did it? No.
So you've never just went off the...
Like, off a guy that I just met? No. Never.
It was always just, you gonna eat my pussy?
I thought, like,
oh,
I would. Like, mm-hmm.
So it was never instant toppy. It was think about it toppy.
Yeah, it was think about it toppy, and then... What if he got a shrimp dick? I wouldn't want to suck it.
Well, that's where the whole you're dancing up on him, grinding on his penis.
It could be deceiving.
Some people are growers, not showers.
Yo, son! Yeah.
Talk that shit, nigga.
No!
Talk that shit, nigga. Talk that shit, nigga.
So you never know.
But what if it grow and it's not mine?
See?
Oh, that's different.
I can't speak on the niggas that don't got them golden tickets.
No, me personally, you gotta go to
so,
me
so,
first.
So, hold up, man. Wait. So.
You gotta do it to me first.
So, hold up, man. So, y'all just
see,
got me going.
I would go all the way in, but.
Y'all going. I'm doing it. It's my show. It's my show. So, you're saying, you like, what if he got a shrimp? So, you saying that it's size, not ability?
Yes.
She basically said size matters, but so you better be able to hit the walls.
It matters to a point, I guess, right? Does it always matter? Because you can get a nigga that can kill it with, like, a medium shit versus a nigga that got a wild so big shit that can't do nothing with it, right?
What y'all whispering about?
Listen, man.
Who wants to suck a tournament?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
First off,
I work with women.
Whoa, pause, wait.
Thank you.
Answer, wait. Who wants to suck? She said, who wants to suck a turban?
I be dating Jewish
in niggas. In sentence.
Nah,
these niggas raised their hand.
You dating Jewish niggas?
There are some black guys that suck.
I'm about to say, because the females at work complain that niggas is just not hitting it right and they shrimps.
Yeah.
And they love you to death, but they going to fuck around regardless because they're not satisfied.
Right, and then that's the part
of,
we also talked about that too.
So, wait. So, great. That's great,
so,
right?
I mean, because
so I asked like, that question. I said, so how?
To me, that's I asked, number one or two on the list. Period.
So I asked, how important is sex in the first series of dates?
One.
Because I said first date.
One or two.
But how important is sex in the first series? Because I didn't just.
What series?
Because most bitches not fucking on first date. Most bitches not fucking on first date.
Hold on.
I'm not fucking on first date.
I'm asking the wrong questions. What happens if she fucking? Y'all all good?
I'm fucking the first
week. Her head is trash.
No, that's the second question.
Period, nigga.
That's the second question. The second question. Because you can't get to the head without asking if she's fucking in the first place. So that's why I said the first question is...
I can't stand it.
Are you fucking... Because the question came about...
She don't want to give the toppy. That means she's not into you.
Wait, the question came about because we was talking... Me and Bev were talking about... you know, when you get into, like, relationships with religious involved. And people choosing to go say, hey, I'm going to wait until marriage until I have sex. Until we procreate or until we just have a sexual intercourse period. So my statement was like, well, what happens if y'all fuck? You wait until marriage. Y'all wait two years.
That's the worst
and y'all have, y'all finally have sex after waiting. Shipping. Not even shipping. Oh, how about this? Not even because you always,
bruh,
because like that's what I was saying because you keep saying shrimp dick. Niggas can have fucking an elephant dick. And be trash if you don't know how to work it right.
That's a fact.
But I can get on top and make it work.
It don't, no. Whoa, no.
What happens if it don't work?
What happened if it don't work?
Yeah, look at you.
Look at you.
Befuddled.
Because that's something that you can teach. You feel me? Right?
But befuddled.
What if it's not teachable? You know what I'm saying? He's just bad at it.
Then
you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
Pack him up.
Especially you're the type of person who is sexual. Sex is a part of, is a very important relationship.
Definitely.
Because you don't want to go into, now like I said in another show, I had a first lady tell me.
I'm all for bomb pussy, but I hate exchanging energy.
I had a first lady tell me that it's okay to have sex before marriage. Because you don't want to go into marriage without knowing what you're going to get. Because sex is important in marriage. Don't let anybody tell you different.
Of course not.
Son, because that's what I'm saying. What happens if... No, it can't be the end of the year.
But
my statement was, what happens if you sit there and you date for a year, 2 years? All right, like, you're getting into a little bit
more. I gotta know what pisses you off, like, not to bring up, or just, like, you gotta be able to talk about something. Something. Like, I gotta know.
Nigga, I need to know.
I gotta know you.
I gotta test you out the car.
I gotta know you, like.
Period, nigga.
Like, let's say it's all about sex, but no communication, but we dating, and then when we always getting in arguments over the dumbest shit because of the lack of communication.
Yeah. That's something that you can work on.
That is,
but what happens? But hold up, fat. That situation, what he's saying, that type of lack of communication and argument can lead into the bedroom.
It could, because
I'm
lack in communication. I can admit that because I'm about to be 30 next year. I lack in communication very much, but I'm learning.
So wait. All right, so let me ask both you and Deasia a question. And it's not to insult intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Is it lack of communication or lack of comprehension?
Lack of communication. Like, I don't like to...
Don't tell me what to do.
Again, don't tell even me what to do. Lack of... That can still also be
but
lack
as I'm older,
of comprehension. Because if I'm telling you things that can trigger me to give you the reaction that you don't like, why in the effing fuck do you do it?
Because I already know that, and I'm going to do it on my own time. But you telling me is going to make me do it slower.
No, that's a different one. That's not what I'm saying.
Now, I understand that's what you're not saying, what I'm saying, though.
I get what you're saying, too, but that's not what I'm saying. If you know things that trigger me, if you know that... You know, if you know that being fucking
at the club,
let's go at the club, or like not even because that's something super. That's I feel like that's kind of superficial.
Yeah.
Let's go with something like if I know that I want you to talk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a talkative person and I like to get things out in the open.
Right, right.
But every time I ask you something. It's nothing, but I know it's something. And I work on it. I work on it. I work on it. I work on it.
Random question.
I work on it.
Chicks that you've been fucking
at the right time,
and only fucking, not dating, catching feelings, and then they get upset because they don't get the girlfriend.
That's your fault.
Yeah.
Because you haven't put, any boundaries in place.
I did put in boundaries.
No, you didn't. You haven't enforced anything. You haven't enforced anything. You haven't enforced anything. No, you haven't enforced anything. You haven't enforced anything.
You're probably talking during sex. You're probably putting things in her
and
head.
You're not
that
fucking her like a scum.
Not even. You're not putting nothing. You're not leaving. You have no barriers. Every role in your situation is a green light.
You're probably fucking her balls.
Everything is a green light. Everything. Everything. Because the moment. There's a role or there's an area where you're supposed to stop, she go right past.
That's true.
No, there's no green, there's no barrier areas. There's no areas where the police is like stop. Right. There's no border. There's no border patrol.
Shorty hit me with the I hate when niggas text me with the oh I miss you. Did you miss me? She was like, nah, I don't miss you, nigga. I'm good. I got money. I got dick. I'm like, who you getting dick from? Oh, you. What? Wait. Oh, I mean, yeah, but.
But how do we expect her to feel, nigga?
I don't give
she's
a fuck
telling you that to try to prop you up.
Yeah, facts, nigga.
She's telling you that to try to prop you up. I don't need no prop up.
Straight up.
She's telling you about other niggas that's
first
trying to fuck, and she's dubbing them for
age.
You.
It's like.
That's what she's saying.
At least.
Why? You don't care about that?
15 niggas trying
you don't
to.
Care about that?
Randomly shoot they
I don't
shot
care about it when you're trying shot. To make it publicly known that you're
see
fucking
you
other niggas or other niggas
that.
That's coming. I don't care. Your actions speak more louder than me than you telling me about niggas that you're dubbing.
So. Not as
much as I don't even fuck about niggas you're dubbing. You're supposed to dub niggas.
I'm supposed to dub niggas. That's what you think I'm supposed to do.
If,
that's the...
if we are dating, if we are in a situation that is serious, absolutely you're supposed to dub niggas. If we're not in a situation that is dating serious to where you're not entertaining other suitors, then, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But if that's the stage that we are in our relationship, then I know. You're right. I'm not supposed
to. But we
No way. But again, that goes with complete
communication.
Yeah, that's true.
And that is something that niggas and females, because of fear of reproach. But wait,
we don't put it out there.
But wait, but wait, that's what I just said, and that's because wait, hold up. But that's because, no, not just y'all side. That goes with men and female in general, because they're scared of reproach. They're scared of somebody saying, nah, I'll fuck with that. The person that they want to fuck with, they want you to follow suit. I want you to follow suit with everything I'm doing. I want you to just be blind in everything that I'm doing. Because at the moment I have to be complete honest with you, you're not going to like it.
I understand. See, I can't relate to that because I'm one of them niggas that chicks try to control, and I'm one of them niggas that's combative. Niggas.
You're in a rare situation
yeah.
that being honest like, is attractive.
You can't. You, yeah. You,
you're in a rare situation.
You can't get a hold of me, but, and that gets you more.
But hold up. There's a small population of guys and females that flow in that.
There definitely particular. Females like that.
There's facts. Females like that. Facts. There's a small population of males and females that flow in that category. It comes with certain, you have to have certain checks.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? So certain checks have to be checked for you to be able to flow right there where your honesty of, I'm just not that.
Yeah.
Is attractive. Well, maybe I could change you.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe I could change you. Maybe I could change you. And you get girls that are more level-headed and more smart and more, you know what I'm saying, not disrespecting the females that you're around, but you get girls that may be like, nah, that's not me. Until the circumstance twists.
Yes.
Until it fits that category.
You ain't spending enough money, my nigga. Or you ain't got it.
Or like, I'm preaching today. I'm preaching today. I know I am.
That's one thing with me, because
I know I'm preaching today.
Around niggas that ain't broke. So I know what you would not and not sanction. You feel me? So don't play me like a fucking fool. You know what I'm saying? That's what that goes.
On the record, I am broke.
Super. Not you. You think I'm rich.
But you know what?
You think I'm rich, nigga.
But all you got, and you know what he just said? All they have to do is sustain the capture of that illusion that they not. True. And for the most part, for the most part, not all, but for the most part, they'll keep. It's just like that, you know, that fucking, that Geico commercial where the nigga had the dollar. You know how the Geico, you know that Geico commercial?
I can't agree with you.
You know the Geico commercial where the nigga had the dollar? He was like, oh, got a little quicker with that one.
The finesse?
Just finesse. All the nigga got to do is keep the illusion up. And a chick, even a female, even a nigga.
It's more difficult for us than y'all because we already on y'all. Y'all ain't on us like that.
For the money part. Girls switch the money. The nigga, all right, so the interchangeable features on the hook be pussy.
But bitches gave pussy to niggas that for less.
You got, look at Instagram. And all of these super wild model bitches out here. They throwing pussy on that motherfucking hook. And niggas is out here wilding out.
But they
with the illusion of the opportunity of possibly getting that pussy.
Shout out, hold on.
But they may get the pussy. Time out. Excursion.
Bacon T would like to give a personal shout out to all the OnlyFans and cam girl models that's out here making hella coins off the simps, and they ain't giving up the box.
That's true. Because they don't got to do that.
All right, so I want to say,
we in the day and age where niggas is fiending.
I think
premium Snapchats is all kinds of shit around.
Pay your taxes too, ladies, because they
own. You know what I'm saying?
So, wait, all right, so I got the dopest. OnlyFans and Premium Snap, the new strip club?
No, it's a nigga that's very desperate and he has his home 1 o'clock in the morning and he don't know how to bag no bitches. Well, to
be fair, what do you think a strip club is, bro?
To be it's fair, true. Some of the
illest. What do you think a strip club is, bro?
They can't do it in person.
It don't matter. I can be and I can actually open up my
but you know you're nature
even more. Nigga, you not gonna fuck at a strip club.
To be fair.
Unless you go into a hole in the wall.
To be fair, the
niggas is going to the I'm not talking about hole in the walls. I'm talking about the mainstreams. The mainstreams. Niggas not fucking. And they spending that same money in the strip club. Even probably more with these OnlyFans bitches and these Snapchat premium bitches.
That's true.
Same shit.
Nigga, they become weekly niggas, nigga.
Hold on, to be fair, the illest and illustrious strip clubs I've been to
have off the internet and never meeting or touching the nigga.
That's crazy.
Off of never meeting and touching the nigga.
They don't get any coins off these niggas. Girl, shit. I know for a fact, like,
what else?
My cousin's one of them niggas. I said, why you paying that shit, my nigga?
Pretty sure you've heard of Blue Flame.
Yo, son, she love me, bro.
Yeah, she love everybody.
You feel me?
Every pay,
I'm trying to tell her,
every
player
on her channel, she love.
She's telling me what she want to hear, my nigga.
Her child is fine and great. Her children got every Jordan that come out every fucking month. So does she. Thanks to you. No, he was like his cousin is a subscriber to like these OnlyFans or premium member nigga ass among these premium member ass niggas. And he like, yo, she love me, bro. She love every nigga.
No, nigga. That put she don't love
the new Jordan on her son, daughter, her foot. Make sure she go to Dubai and motherfucking every fucking Caribbean country in the fucking world. She love every one of y'all niggas that help her do that.
Don't let her go to Dubai. God.
Every one of y'all. Every one of y'all niggas that help her link with another chick that got friends like her that can get other niggas like you to get on there and subscribe and get her more money. She love every single one of y'all.
She got a lot of love to spread.
A lot of love. A lot of love. Those are ugly as hell. But niggas gonna be wearing them shits.
Mm-hmm. You know what your hoodie?
Wow.
I ain't either like that.
Wow. That's some crazy shit. But hold on. All right, I got like two more questions and we're going to get out of here. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. This nigga say he's still hungry. So wait.
She got them beads like Shay. That's a good thing, by the way.
Yeah.
Nah, that's a good thing.
All right. It's like, I mean, 5 people in here. All right, so we can ask this question since we've been here already in, like, the wild areas. How long is good sex supposed to be?
What does that mean?
From 15 to 35 minutes.
How long is good sex supposed to be?
And you better have the Zab Judah noodle leg after.
Zab Judah leg.
Yeah, wild
noodle leg. If your leg game ain't sturdy after, then me,
How long is
that? Because a good session can go for a good 15 minutes. A good session, you can get a good session in a good 15 minutes, and to where he going.
He going radio on you?
He going down.
He going Rain Man on you?
Yeah. Good 15 minutes.
Good 15 minutes.
Hold on. But if you a real G and you fucking with her, you gonna be on the box for
I mean, minute. I can see.
Hold on, wait a second. Are 15. We talking the foreplay, the cunnilingus? Because, like, are we talking just fucking?
Let me bend down.
Because I'm gonna be down there for a few minutes, depending on if
good I Good 15 like. Minutes.
A good 15 minutes.
I'm gonna be down
That's
there.
That's it.
For, are you saying that from experience?
Hold on, wait a second.
You're saying a good 15.
You can
All right, wait. I don't want to go there yet, Beth. How long is good sex supposed to be?
Just say. I kind of agree with her.
15
now, question: 15 minutes. What happens if I'm in your box just for 15 minutes?
But 15
I'm
minutes.
I'm not even talking fucking. Maybe I enjoy eating the pussy. But I'm not like over-obsessing, like I want to eat
you.
I'm
like,
telling you.
So you
I'm not going out my way to tell you I like it, but you know I
You say good it. Sex is in the capsule
no, because you could
of
be like,
15
you could be
minutes?
I've been in it. You could be lit. and he can eat your body for 5 minutes, and then he can hit it for 10 more minutes.
Just to let y'all know, we doing good. That for us, not for
y'all. Fine. All right, I'm just asking just all to the let answers. You know. You agree with her 15 minutes. That's what you're doing.
I'm soft before I start.
I mean, okay. You say no. You said no.
I'm not. I haven't even given my answer yet. I'm just giving.
Just to let
I'm
you
just
know,
locking down
before
answers.
Before we start, I'm on soft. After, I'm on swole. Just to let you know. You be like, oh, yeah.
What's right. That have to do with any time?
I'm talking to the ladies, not the niggas in the room, by the way.
Yeah, because I'm listening.
I'm talking to the ladies, not the dudes.
All right, all right, all right. My fault. Okay.
Yeah, just to be, to let that be clear.
Okay.
Like, sometimes y'all don't even know. We doing that for us, not for y'all. Y'all just think it's for y'all.
Well, it is, technically.
It is, but no, it really be for us. That's what y'all just think.
To get y'all ready to eat.
See, that's why I have the clips.
See? Sometimes y'all don't even know the box eating be for us. The fucking be for.
All right, you haven't answered my question yet on the time.
I said.
I heard you. I'm talking about. All right, we got the niggas here. All right,
go ahead. How long do you think good sex could last for?
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
All right, me.
Five.
Me. Like that shit fire. I'm done quick.
I'm gonna go. I'm a black call member.
Can somebody please so it's gonna be realistic? Anywhere.
For 5 minutes.
It's whatever you choose. Minutes. I can do whatever you choose.
Hold on, we know.
You want an hour, you want 5 minutes.
Hold on, no supplements?
3 hours, you want 10 minutes.
No Henny supplements, no marijuana supplements.
I don't need none of that, nigga. I'm a child.
Oh, everything is allowed in the field of play. All cards rule. All cards rule.
I'm a child. Shit. I've never heard no shit like that.
Man. Everything is allowed in the field of play. All cards rule.
I done put a lot of bitches out of commission, my nigga.
How long does... I feel like everybody is not giving me real fucking answers. Like, I feel like...
I'm giving you real answers. You just got Euro stepped over.
I have a high appetite, my nigga. I have a high appetite.
Sometimes you find out what works out for you.
I may be in the mood
for
5 minutes, but...
keep it going.
Shit might turn into a couple hours.
All right, so I feel like another question should be around.
So Shorty be thinking that's for
I feel like a whole nother question. Wait, so, all right, so fuck it. Let me even ask the better question. Let me ask the better question, then.
Shorty be thinking it's for her, but nah, it's for me. You just get off.
It depends. For me, it depends on the dude, though.
Don't talk no shit after.
You didn't win the game.
So let me ask the better question.
That's if you don't hit it right.
So, all right, let me ask. All right, so let me ask.
Because if I don't hit it right, but I still ate it right.
So let me ask the. So let me ask the better question. How long is good sex?
15 minutes, tops. You can have sex.
No foreplay?
Yeah.
Well, whatever it was, 30 seconds, whatever it is, whatever I'm in, how I'm inside of you, it's gonna be good regardless. Like,
period.
But it's a matter of if we gonna make it a classic.
Hold on, listen.
Are we gonna make this a cold? Good ass, nigga.
Yeah.
Me speaking nigga personally,
said,
nigga.
Nigga said we gonna make it a classic. Nigga said we clashing. Now I'm shaking.
To a point where you be
now I'm shaking.
Like, yo, we was wilding last night. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yo, we had this conversation. Like,
hold on, time out.
We was wilding on that shit.
See, those type of texts end up with you won't fuck with no condom the whole time. And you just like,
nigga, okay.
She was like, okay. She was like,
yeah.
I slid in and I stayed in.
And you know what's funny? It's me personally. It's my personal milestones. Every girl that, you know what I mean, I didn't have unprotected sex with, they told me to take that shit off, nigga. Not me one time.
What they gotta do with the time, though?
Because, nigga, be like, you know.
How we get here to take it off condoms?
I don't think I know that shit.
Did we ever hear your answer, though?
No, because we already here. No, but I'm focused. They haven't answered my. Because it's like, yo, like. We've gone so far from the original question.
It's not a timing. This morning, I had to pick this nigga up. And this is real shit. I had to pick this nigga up from the bus this morning.
Word.
Alarm clock went off at 8 o'clock. I had 5 minutes, nigga. I mean, the 5 minutes worked, and she was straight. What the fuck is wrong?
That's a quickie, though. That's good.
But
I feel like with a quickie is anticipation from both parties.
No. Not even that.
Everybody.
I can be satisfied all day.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You tell me you can't be satisfied.
Period.
No,
I know what to do to get it done, nigga.
But you hear what I'm saying? Did not hear what I'm saying. I said that with a quickie, both parties are anticipating the situation not being as long as it normally is. So you and him are both heightened for, you know, everything to time. Right, to be quick.
But she don't know that.
Huh?
Well, they don't know that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. It's about the nigga. Nigga,
you
I could, nigga. What, nigga? LeBron, nigga. Fuck, nigga. I'm down by 8, nigga. I gotta win this game, nigga.
You want to tell me if this is a quickie or not? Because I'm not going to give myself
a quickie. No, 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 no. I ain't got to do that. First I ain't got to do that.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm going to hold on.
You already know it's a quickie when I...
When he pull that, you be like, oh, okay.
Well, I think well, for me...
Because usually the quickies are spontaneous.
No, no. So
hold on. Right, so you're expecting a nigga to tell you when it's about to be a quickie?
I want him to be like, yo, it's gonna be real quick. Like,
he's supposed to tell you?
The quickies are never a plan.
Quickies are never planned.
When he wake you up,
even the thought of it is quick.
When he's already in you, that's fine with me. Okay? Yeah.
That's a quickie. Yeah. When you wake up with dick inside of you, bitch, that's a quickie.
Okay. But that's not okay. I'm talking about during the midday.
Like
midday.
I'm talking about
old cuffs to it. Hold on. It's niggas that don't know how to work the pussy though.
Sorry,
you gotta put that into consideration, my nigga.
See, that's
it is,
that,
but you gotta know how to
that
work.
Goes to each and every that
niggas don't know how to work that.
But that's separate. Situations I can talk about the niggas,
but I'm know not, how to make a bitch come in 30 seconds,
bro.
And a bitch in a
I can't talk to a, I can't talk to
nah,
a
nah, like, you. Right.
I can't talk to a black for a nigga that can't kill versus a nigga that can kill. I can't talk right. I can't talk to a nigga that can't kill. I can't talk to a nigga that can't kill. So a nigga that can't kill, I can't say what he going through with a situation.
You know, when she say, "Oh Lord, oh my God,"
I can't. No. But I'm saying I can't talk to a nigga that can't kill.
I know how to bitch make a bitch come without her even wanting to come, period, nigga. Like, you feel me? I know how to make that happen whether you don't want it to happen or not, nigga.
See,
I gotta fucking go, nigga. I gotta go, nigga.
See how she melted in the chair when you said,
I gotta go.
They're trying to get her right.
No, I'm not saying. You gotta go.
Yo, relax.
So I'm going to make that happen.
She melted in the chair, my nigga.
I said if you
really know. Relax.
It's real shit, though. It's real shit though.
You have to see what he's saying.
It's real shit
though. That's what you gonna go with right now. That's what you gonna go with. I gotta see what he's saying. What you gonna go with. Wow.
When nigga relax. Go out to kill nigga, you know how to get up and out, nigga.
Relax. God damn.
Now make that happen, nigga. Period, nigga. So if she wanted hours, I know how to get your
so
hours.
So the Knicks played the Nets today.
Nah, real shit though. Like, I mean, niggas know, man. Nigga, the killers
kill, man.
Killers know how to kill.
That's why,
man.
I got mad and I blacked out.
Killers kill, man.
You know what I mean? That's the only thing. I know that nigga. Those are killers, nigga. Those are cold killers, nigga.
Yeah, that's a whole killer conversation.
Those are cold killers, nigga.
Shout out to the killers.
Niggas know who the killers are, nigga.
I don't know who the killers are, but shout out to the killers.
But you know the potential killers. You know the potential killers, nigga.
Even if we don't know, we know.
When you say that, that sounds crazy. That's why I said no. As a killer, I don't know who my fellow killers are.
Nah, that's not true. Because say you had to work, I work in the post office. There's 300 niggas in there.
A whole bunch of killers in there.
I don't get along with no nigga. I only get along with two niggas in there, and they killers.
Fellow killers.
You know the fake.
No, see, wait.
Go ahead.
Your killer definition. okay. for us as okay. men okay. is not the same definition as what we're talking about right now. So let's get that really clear. Because yeah. niggas will be like, wait, what are you talking? No, I'm not. Wait, no. No. Yeah, no. What you're talking about is not what we're talking about.
Actually, it is. It all coincides with the, you know, with it's all different forms of sniping. There's ninjas, there's snipers.
Are there female snipers?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, but they're called man what? Eaters though.
A bitch had me mad at her, nigga.
All the notes told us.
Like, damn, how dare you come over here and fuck me and leave me, nigga, and don't speak to me for a week? How dare you?
So, wait. Let me ask the girls this shit right here. All right, fellas, be quiet. What do y'all think about manscaping?
Oh, nah, you gotta get that right, baby.
Just ask for
nah,
the female.
Nah, I'm sorry.
Wait, what?
I'm talking about this right here. You gotta get that right,
so
baby.
What about man what?
Manscaping.
That right. I really like that.
Hmm?
There you go. I really like that. I think a man
explain
should.
That.
Huh?
Just make sure whatever she gobbling on, it she don't have to do the hair thing.
Yeah, I like it.
Like, get no hair out of mouth.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't play that shit. That's just me.
Yeah. Well, it makes a lot of friction.
I ask for the female's opinion before the guys come in.
It makes a lot of
friction. It's nice that
you
would do that.
I like it.
But, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like that shit.
Why would I? You feel me?
And you know, hair carries bacteria.
It depends on what you like. That's it.
You know what I mean? No, like,
no, but sometimes.
I don't like that shit, nigga. Like,
hair does carry bacteria. Not,
I don't fuck with that.
So, if you're planning this shit.
The Asia what?
If you're going away and it's planned, then it better be. Mm-hmm. But if it's like on some regular shit, then it's so be it. But I like it.
Basically have the backdrop cropped. That's
but do that come into play where, because, you know what I mean? Some chicks may be in between and be like, you could question either like, alright, maybe she just don't do this often. Or
James Harden.
Nah, real shit. A chick told me, I called a bitch on some supplies one time. She didn't know I was going to kill that night, nigga, but I was in there, nigga. She's like, yo, I hope you don't mind. Why? But she wasn't ready.
I didn't have.
That's what I said.
She had, you feel me? Like, not me.
Shorty had the Quest Love throw. Wait, she had
to, hold on, throwback. She had the nappy dugout.
But me, I'm 70s old away, baby. I don't mind, nigga. She had the coffee brown, nigga.
Ooh. Now I remember Shorty coffee had the brown.
What coffee brown,
nigga?
What coffee brown?
Pen Grand, nigga.
Oh.
You feel me? women like that's their usual. You feel me?
Oh, talk about like the 70s
split. Yeah, they know what I mean, they usually having the big.
Oh, the bush, nigga. Oh.
That's
extra
bushy.
Oh, pound
not extra bushy, but
if she had the pound to
nowadays, you know, 19 chicks is ball or not. All the in between.
You want to fight? You want to fight?
Yeah.
Back then,
you don't have a lot of hair down here.
Like, you want to fight? I know. I'm going to fight.
Back then, that was normal. So a nigga be like, yeah.
You want to fight?
Nah, but real shit, like, you know what?
He was like, this
shit. I can't
topic.
Be mad at
you. But then nowadays, it'd be so
weird. Cause I know you're not. I know you're not out there doing whatever. You know what I mean?
No, seriously. It'd be so many stuff going on. You need to see.
Yeah. Right.
You need to see the
it's 24/7. Yeah, yeah. Like these hands.
Do that. All right, save the nigga. Do what that means. Like, all right, she ain't out here wilding.
If you don't see no bumps.
No, if you don't.
What?
If she the bitch had a the bitch had
what?
A
wait.
Not prepared.
Hold on. What?
Do that mean she's not out here wilding?
That doesn't mean that
she's
not
out
there
wilding.
She
can
still be
out there wilding. So what happens if she ain't tighter than the New York parking spot?
Because niggas don't like the bed in New York no more.
There is niggas that like beds.
See? And that's my question.
Niggas out here that like beds.
Okay.
Niggas out here. Wait, stop. Wait, what? Niggas out here like beds.
Remember what we was talking about earlier, so that could be a double entendre.
That's crazy. What? First so who like this?
Oh, my God. It's 2019.
The bush. They like who? Niggas bush? Like bushy.
Like what? Bushy. Who? Oh.
Niggas like... That's what I'm saying. Niggas, old school niggas like that. new niggas don't. So for
little yo, that's why I over the
yo,
top.
Yo, that little, what that about little, the little, that little young R. Kelly pussy is trash now.
I mean, I don't want it to be hairy on some American
Like Caesar?
That's Super Bowl.
But that's
nah,
in between,
man.
Though.
It was shaved like 2 days ago. And
that's
got
what I'm saying.
Yeah, we're good with that. R. Kelly, listen, I'm going to say that R. Kelly killed ball pussies, nigga. I'm sorry.
How it tastes, though?
Yeah, I need some maturity on that. I need to see some.
If it's hairy or not,
a little something.
If the shit tastes great, or it tastes like nothing, none of that shit matters.
You can have a whole fucking afro.
You can have a whole bush. If that shit smell like nothing, flat top. Tastes like nothing, or smell like
trust me, nigga, I done seen mohawks, nigga, all kind of shit.
So that's all that matters. Doesn't matter if it's bald or not.
First of all, that little flat top.
Now, if you got the like full little, bush,
I said, but I told
if
him
you
I
got
said,
a full bush, we gotta really fuck with you though.
If we got a little bush, first of all, that's like
oh,
a
yeah.
little.
I'm making
like
you
a
feel
little,
guilty for that shit.
I'm not making.
But
you feel
I told
good.
Him I said nowadays with men, men and women, you gotta make sure it's clean because you gotta see the bumps. If it's bumps or not.
First off, it could be some discharge shit. You worry about bumps. You be having some other shit going on that fuck up your whole.
See, nigga, you went too far, nigga.
Yeah, I don't know why. Why I go so far?
You can never go too far when it comes to that.
This is sexual education.
Word. Honestly. I'm gonna see everything.
I just wanna say
you know
one of the members
there
of the
whole
show.
This
is her sexual education.
I just wanna say one of the members of the show is sleeping.
I'm gonna know. Soon as I get him in that bitch, I'm gonna know how long the last thing in there. The diagnosis is gonna come up.
The diagnosis is gonna come up.
Car facts? Nigga been in here about.
The pussy
facts
is gonna come up.
It's gonna come up. Like, I know. Me, I know. Like, damn, son, nigga just killed this shit. I'm tight right now. I know, nigga. I'm very good at that.
And if you do know, would you tell the bitch that? Like,
first
oh,
off,
I know somebody.
First
yeah,
off, it don't matter.
I know a nigga was killing this shit. Yeah, I would tell her.
Let's talk
like,
about
I'm not
it.
Dumb.
She had the bush, landing strip, little bit of hair, no hair, and that shit got that
because
grip.
A lot of niggas get shit confused. Over. A lot of niggas get shit confused, my nigga. A lot of niggas get shit confused because... Like, they think because when you fuck a bitch and say another nigga fucked it before you, they think it because it's loose. Like, it's space in there a nigga been fucking. That's totally false, nigga. You totally lost if you think that way, nigga. Because if a nigga killed, nigga, that shit gonna be tight as a motherfucking airplane bathroom, nigga. That's when a nigga killed your shit the night before or whatever. You feel me? A lot of niggas get that misconstrued, nigga.
Shout out to
real
the
shit.
Ladies.
Talk that got pussy shit.
Real shit, nigga. If it's space, nigga, she probably got off a period or something like that.
I know about the snap back.
Know what I mean?
Code.
Real shit. Know what I mean? A nigga, a shit ain't gonna be OD tight. A nigga get a kill probably, or she ain't fuck at all. It's out of them two. A lot of niggas be like, oh, damn, shit, mad spacious in here, nigga.
Yo, we need to
you know what I mean? Maybe because you not the man for that one, for that job, nigga.
Yeah.
You feel me? It could be that. But now niggas be like, nah, fuck it. She was fucking some nigga. Fuck out of here, nigga. Nah, nigga. You just ain't the one, brother. My niggas.
I got a question for guys.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not into a girl, right? And you just want to fuck, right? Do y'all ever put another girl head on her?
Yes, sir.
On her body?
Yes, sir.
Just to
what?
Mm-hmm. He said yes, sir.
What? I could be fucking a whole bitch, nigga. And I'm thinking about a whole nother chick that, nigga, I ain't kill yet that I need to kill. Nigga, like, damn, what her shit? Her shit good, but she's a monster, nigga. Like, you know what I mean?
Y'all do that?
Yeah, niggas do that.
That's
and that's nice. A fact. And I'll never say that again, because that's not me against the bro code. But, yeah, niggas do that. Niggas put faces on top of faces, nigga. Niggas use their imagination, nigga. Nigga, if a nigga eyes closed, yeah, nigga,
you
think of something else.
Think about it, I'm going to tell you something about a girl. We do that too.
Oh yeah, I already know that.
I can imagine
no,
a nigga real quick.
That's a fact.
Or I can remember a night that I had that was great, and think it was you, right then and there.
Yeah, more like,
ooh,
like you feel me? Yeah, I could like relive certain, like, y'all more touch, you feel you know what I'm saying? Relive, yeah, like, y'all more of that. Touching. A nigga can't really do that until he in that shit. They be like, yo, damn, what's this Roxy Reynolds right now? Mm. What's her name right now? I'm killing Madonna right now. She won't have shit to do with me.
Madonna, whoa.
Not Madonna, but I'm just playing no picture out there.
Madonna.
I'm thinking I love Madonna. Madonna money.
That's just me. I love Madonna, and I heard she had some kill.
Not so, that money.
Not me?
Nah, hold on. Only one I know that
who pushed got this kill.
Kiki White got the kill.
Who?
Kiki White. Yeah.
She needs to be tired. Kiki.
But she look like a boy.
She got 10
Kiki White pussy, like, squeezed the cum out your dick for no reason.
Any female that got 10
that's
because
she getting her shit killed.
No, not
kids.
Even.
No, she's
shit
killing.
Just pulled cum out your... her pussy just pulled cum. Period.
Yeah, she got 10 kids, like, and you know her shit.
Like how you milk cows, her pussy milk dick.
His pussy's like that. She Spanish?
No, Kiki Y is black.
Kiki Y is the My her. First Lovely girl.
She,
you don't know the song?
And pussy's like that just like kill season, nigga.
You don't
like,
know the song?
Kill
she
season.
She fire. She real nice.
Light, like.
Kill Kiki, season.
Kiki Y mad light shit.
She kill season.
But she got that fire.
Do that
she
make
not
tiny,
kill
do
season.
Do that make tiny pussy poppin'? Cause she got kids.
Nah, yeah. Here's yeah. the one thing about Tiny.
I know
it's yeah. T.I. White? Yeah, T.I. White. Her pussy fire.
Her pussy fire?
Her pussy fire.
He was ready to brawl over that shit. That's it. Her pussy fire. He was ready to brawl. Nigga, that was like a Floyd Mayweather, undefeated fighter, nigga. He was ready to brawl over that shit.
Here's what I done peeped out about Tiny. It's about her personality and how she treat her nigga. She treat T.I. good, like whoever she with, she treated good. And if she and she got the fire on top of that, I'd be like, ooh.
Ain't she a cancer though?
Ain't got good features.
Exactly. She know what she got.
She know
nigga.
What to do. She know she exactly
know
what she be
yeah,
she know what she doing, nigga. She know what she doing. Had that nigga going crazy, nigga. That nigga Floyd definitely hit it though.
Putting the clips on it.
He hit it, nigga.
He did the
feeling.
He's doing
that
bad.
And I bet you she got that nigga under the wing.
And made
T.I. But she didn't do it.
And made
T.I. But she didn't do it for the pleasure of
Floyd.
That
shit.
She did it out of to the control this nigga.
Nigga,
like,
T.I.
Nigga, act right, nigga.
Nigga, T.I.
Yeah.
T.I. made 2 kids after that.
T.I.
made 2 kids after that.
No, nigga. You
know what
I mean?
They don't know the vibes.
Kiki Wyatt.
They don't know the vibes.
This is Kiki Wyatt.
I deserve your sweet Valentine. Memories of you, when you were mine. A tarnished ring on a tarnished chain. Touch keeps changing, comes on the rain.
TB, you know what I mean? You gotta cut that shit in 10 seconds. Nah, that's what I told you, you know what I mean? You already know. They're gonna claim that shit immediately, nigga.
That's why I only have an audio. Fuck YouTube for now. Fuck you bitches.
That's why, well,
when I get on
that's
YouTube,
why when Joe do it, that's why we do what he do it, because they're gonna claim
yeah,
that
shit. Yeah,
oh, so you're a friend of the show?
Huh? Nah, I don't watch it, but I know.
No,
the technicalities,
no,
I know.
No, the monetary technicalities.
Cause we gonna get to 1,000 subscribers. Oh. Shout out to Sippin' T, nigga.
Big and T.
Oh, my bad. That's Sippin' T. Big and T, my bad.
Sippin' T.
My bad.
Oh, man. That's Charlamagne's other shit.
Oh, yeah?
Nah, I'm joking.
You don't promote that shit? No. I'd say, cause Angelique unfollowed that nigga.
Like a motherfucker.
And she mad cause she gets slow.
This is a story about fucking Angela.
She's a good slow though. She's a good
slow.
Angela Yee, one night, Jared. Angela Yee call you right now. So, yo, listen, I'm at the W in Manhattan right now.
Pulling
up. All right. And you're going to do whatever, right?
You would do whatever.
Yes or no, nigga?
Not whatever. Yeah,
Donald Trump.
I'm gonna do something, but not.
You gonna do whatever, whatever nigga that what niggas do, real niggas do.
Okay, real niggas. Yes.
You know what real niggas do. Yep. All right then, nigga.
But not for this motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out for my nigga Donald, nigga. You know what I mean? No. I fucks with him.
What?
So it's, 20. It's funny because shout out to my nigga. I'm not sure. I heard a King Face. Know what I mean? I got him coming on my show next week. Shout out to him.
Shout out.
Know what I mean? And that nigga.
Yeah, he's a fucking Republican, right?
Niggas thought he was a clout chaser. That nigga's not a clout chaser. And me having a conversation with him, he's not a clout chaser. He stands on what he believe in. He's very educated brother.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? Come to find out. So I can't wait to have that conversation with him. You know what I mean? Because for me, personally, I voted for Trump the last election.
What? Are you dumb?
I did. Because I'm not voting over him.
Oh, this is an interesting
debate.
Oh, man. I was about to close out. All right, here we go.
Nah. I'm real with my shit.
He was into the small business shit. That's what it was.
That's how I look at it. For the last term, about him or Hillary, I'm picking him. Now, I still ain't got my vote locked in yet. But none of these Democrats got me right now to a point where I'm like, oh,
wow. as a young black man?
Yeah, because he, not me. Like,
as a young black man?
As a young, not, see me, I'm very big on politics.
Oh, wow.
Very big. Very big.
Make America.
So what he do for America, I have to, even though I don't agree with everything he do. I'm Muslim. I was born Muslim. My whole family's Muslim. I'm a third generation Muslim. So, the racist shit.
You know he's sending them back.
That's not about to say that. That's not exactly true. He's just for America. You feel me? Like he's so for America. Like, and I can respect that. And there's a lot of things with Mr. Trump that people that may not understand. But the reason I fucks with him because he stands on what he believe in. That's, I don't want no nigga that's the one. That's
so
going.
Wait. So, if
but his, folks stance, with,
his stance on what he believes in is to kill people who are against him,
he don't,
that falls into your belief system.
He don't believe in that. That's just propaganda.
What?
He don't believe in that. He don't believe in that. He don't believe in that. He don't believe in that because it proved like what he's been doing. It don't go into that. Like he did a lot good for minorities, and he did a lot of bad. As far as the foreign policies, I get that with the immigrants and all that. I get that. I get it because he's trying to be more pro. He's trying to bring everything to America. Like he want when you got your Hanes T-shirt on. He want that shit to say made in the USA. You don't want that shit to say made in China. Nah. I respect that.
All right, so what about the Mexicans?
The Mexicans, I have no problem with them, but get your paperwork right. If not, get the fuck out of here.
You don't even give a fuck about them. Wow.
Nah, that's how, me personally, that's how I feel. Because y'all come here, which y'all get fresh social security numbers, get fresh credit scores. The black man got a hard head, had a head for 400 years.
You need to do another show with us and talk about this shit.
Yeah, definitely. I'm very educated. I got a degree. Like, you know what I mean? We could talk about this.
Hello, I'm just asking questions.
Dang, that shit look good. Pause. He eating a sandwich, type of sandwich that his wisdom just make him. That's a phenomenal. But go ahead.
So let me ask you a question. So you saying immigrants need to get their shit right, da 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 da.
You gotta get your shit right or get the fuck out.
Let me ask you a question. What's your family's racial background?
I'm black, 100%.
Oh.
Muslim. We've been Muslim since the 60s.
No.
Islamic.
What is your racial demographic?
Muslim.
No. What is your racial demographic? That is your religion. That's your religious background. What is your racial demographic?
Black.
Are you ultimately
Southern
African?
Black. Southern black
or,
African.
I'll go deeper than that because y'all came from somewhere. Y'all niggas wasn't born in the South.
Asia.
Where was y'all from?
The black man.
Where y'all
from? Asia.
African. Or where y'all from? This, that,
I'm not gonna say African because I'm a 5% and I know the real history.
Okay.
So we not from Africa.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. So even with that,
to come here, the opportunities that you are afforded here for yourself as a black man coming to America, trying to pursue a dream of freedom and opportunity. Mm-hmm. As you as a black man, you don't feel like the next outside race should be afforded that same opportunity? Whether it's by blood, sweat, and tears.
No, because we built America.
No.
We you built America.
So you don't think that another race, not saying African, not saying, white, you're saying not another race besides you that's another minority, shouldn't be afforded an opportunity of freedom. An opportunity. If their situation is just as hard as it was for the black man, minus the slavery. Because obviously nobody's fucking being slaves in 2019.
So we all together.
But minus the slavery, the opportunities that were afforded to us as blacks, Africans, Asians, whatever the fuck you want to say.
Yeah.
These races that are here now, that are going through.
My first question would be, is your paperwork right? If so, I'll fuck with you. If not, get out of here.
Was the Asian or African, the Asian African or the African, whatever the fuck paperwork right in the beginning of their getting settled and shit like that?
No, but they have more opportunities than the black man do. They do. They got way more. West Indians, Spanish, whatever you call it, have more opportunities than the black man in America, period.
Because they took it.
Not because they took it, nigga.
They took it.
No, nigga, they come here with it, period. Once you get the paperwork and you get that first...
How many people are here? I actually work in a situation, a place where there are actually people there that don't have their paperwork. Legal documentation. But they work.
But they... Not,
every day.
You're right.
Every day.
And I don't blame
labor,
them.
Labor niggas. They work with their hands. They clean.
My question is to them.
My sweet, all of that shit.
And these same totally dudes understand that.
Are sitting here trying to afford a living. To ultimately take their kids from where they are in their country and their hardship to here. The same premise after you say, I guess, slavery, because we were brought here.
But my question is, why not get your paperwork right? When they take you in more than the people that helped build here.
Because they was broke just like the Asian African man. They was broke just like the African man.
But then I had to...
They were broke. They don't got the money.
You're right.
It's $3,000 to $5,000 to get a fucking license here.
But then I had to take into account you and me, nigga. Peace. But, nigga, they get more opportunity than the black man. You can't sit here and tell, like, they get the jobs, they get everything before the black man. Period. And we from here. You feel me? They get more. They get things more easier.
How many black men are from here and don't take the opportunity.
For the record,
he's
eating a pork chop sandwich while having this plate with the brother, by the way.
God damn, I didn't even know that. Stop a lot.
And I'm sitting here going in with you with a pork sandwich.
How many niggas
from here
but
don't take advantage of situations from here?
Sometimes they take that opportunity.
Americans watch the foreigners come here and take advantage of every opportunity that we have here. Very easily and very easily attainable for us, just as easily as them. We watch them take advantage of all those opportunities and maximize all of it. And we get mad.
You're absolutely right.
We get mad.
You're absolutely right. I'm not going to lie. It's a cycle. It's a cycle. It's a psychotherapy thing. Like, we are damaged from birth, nigga. From birth, we are damaged. From birth. You understand? So, like, for the black man, we wasn't educated. Our family, our generation was the king. We are probably the smartest generation of our family.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But that's not going to make us have opportunities before the other ones who come here with the first... you know what I mean? When you come fresh in, like, why do you think... Oh,
okay.
I just want to shout out Henny tonight.
Yeah.
Shout out to Henny.
Shout out to Henny.
Happy birthday, Will.
To the gallon.
Shout out to my birthday, Will. Scorpio season.
And I ain't got nobody to go home to, so.
Damn. And that's the worst part.
That's the worst part of the night.
Oh, but that, we out, ladies and gentlemen. I'm drunk. Yeah. She drunk. We all drunk. And,
we'll get a turkey and cheese.
We're going to call it tonight.
It's 4 o'clock.
I love y'all.
This must be a 4-hour show.
This is going to be like a 3-hour show.
You going to cut this in 2 or 3?
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a part 1 and part 2. Absolutely. Because this is some fucking dope-ass content.
Kelly's still open?
For some drunk-ass niggas.
Still open?
I appreciate y'all. It's 24 4 hours.
I got up at 12:30. I know it's been 3 hours since I've been here. Like,
appreciate y'all coming out.
But this is good. This is good conversation.
This is Bacon Tea. The tea part done tapped out. This is Will. Say goodnight, Beth.
Goodnight. Goodnight.
We love y'all.